Hello and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. Well, today I want to give you some perspective because stocks have fallen very quickly. They've also risen very quickly. Let's just say stocks are gyrating wildly. And if you're looking at the value of your account, it can be very scary. You might be saying to yourself or your financial advisor, I've lost so much money. The US dollar is falling. We need to get out. Or should I get out of stocks and just wait for a better time? Well, first of all, I understand your concern. The market is facing something that it hasn't faced to this extent in history, a global trade war and tariff levels never before seen. But before I give you my advice, I want to look back with you over the last 50 years in the stock market and review what has happened. We're going to quickly review each bear market and the following bull markets. So let's start by heading back to one of the scariest days ever in the market, Black Monday. On October 19th, 1987, the market tanked an unbelievable 22%. That was the beginning of a short bear market in which the S&P 500 dropped for 3 months and went down 33%. Now, over the next 12 years, the market rallied 582%. Now, this takes us right up to the internet craze. And we all remember the dot-com bubble. That was over 25 years ago now. The market dropped by over 36%. Followed by a short bull market of 3 months and dropped again by 33% after September 11th in the 2002 recession. Now, I graduated college in 2002. Didn't seem like a great time to invest in the market. But from 2003, over the next 5 years, get this, the market went up by 100%. Now, if you're following along with me, you all know what happened next. The great financial crisis and a very scary bear market when the S&P 500 dropped by over 50%. Now let's pause here for a minute. I talked about this with Sumit Puri in our latest video. When the market drops by 50%, first of all, if you've lived through this time, you know the fear and the feeling that many people had in regards to the market. You had a lot of people nearing retirement or in retirement. They saw their investments drop significantly. And let's face it, if you have $1 million in your 401k that you had saved over 40 years, and in the space of 18 months, it's worth only $500,000 or $600,000, that's a big deal. And the second thing is this, in order to recover from a 50% drop, your account from that lowest point has to achieve 100% return. I wouldn't blame you to think that making 100% on any investment is very difficult, or at least it's going to take you a while. And you know this now, but let's consider this for a moment and keep it in mind in relation to what's happening now in the market. From the bottom of the financial crisis in March of 2009, the market rallied in remarkable fashion. It took over 2 years, but the market did go up by 100%. And this began one of the strongest bull markets in history, spanning 11 years and producing a 400% return. So accounts didn't just go up by 100%. They quadrupled. Well, that is if you didn't get out of the market. Now, this takes us to 2020, a year that will live in infamy. The pandemic hit and stocks dropped by 33%. Thankfully, that was short-lived. There was a V-up recovery. If you didn't make any emotional decisions, most investors were actually up about 10% that year. And surprisingly, the bull market that came out of the pandemic produced 114% return in less than 2 years. Now, finally, there was a bear market in 2022 in which the S&P 500 dropped by 25% over 9 months. And during the latest bull market, the market has gone up by 50%. Well, now that we have that perspective, let's talk about how we can apply this information to our current situation. You might be very worried about the market right now, and I'm not going to say you're wrong, but unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, This is the nature of the market. It has gone down quickly before. But in the face of market volatility, I want to show you five marks of a smart investor. Number one, they have a long-term perspective. The smart investor is not panicking. They're not pacing the floor at 2 a.m. or cashing out of their 401k and burying their money in the backyard. Number two, the smart investor is not trying to time the market. That's actually what the dumb investor is doing. They're trying to time the market. No, Tim, I'm going to wait for the bottom and then I'm going to jump in. Yeah, right. You don't have a crystal ball or the discipline to invest at the bottom, because you know what happens at the bottom? Nobody feels like investing and everybody throws in the towel. You have something called capitulation. In fact, if you're thinking about throwing in the towel, it might be a sign that the bottom is approaching. Also, if you had the foresight to jump in at the bottom, you would have in 2009 or 2020. And right now you'd be on a beach drinking something fruity with a little umbrella in it. Number three, the smart investor is diversified. Diversification is how you reduce risk. This is easy to forget when you see things producing spectacular returns. Remember that dot-com melt-up? It's hard to be invested in international stocks or growth in income, like boring dividend-paying stocks, when internet stocks were taking off every year. But the smart investor knows better and stays disciplined. And if you're nearing or in retirement, the smart investor has some of their money invested in assets that don't behave like stocks, like bonds or real estate or alternatives. Number four, the smart investor keeps their emotions in check. Let me tell you, emotion is a wealth killer. Fear and greed have taken out more investors than bad math ever did. Smart investors do not make decisions based on what CNBC, Fox Business, or CNN is saying that morning. They stay calm, they stay steady, and they stay the course. And number five, the smart investor leans on a financial advisor that they trust. Vanguard recently refreshed a study in which they quantified the value of a financial advisor. Their findings? An advisor will add 3% of value each year to an investor, not only because they have experience and expertise, but because they can help you through hard times. They can set up your portfolio to be risk appropriate, properly diversified, and help you stay the course. Look, if you feel like you've made some mistakes and have gotten emotional because of the market recently, that's okay. But why don't you pick up the phone and connect with one of the experienced advisors here at Whitaker Myers? You'll find we have the heart of a teacher. We can give you perspective and help you through any type of market. Well, if you've enjoyed this video, I'd appreciate if you hit that like button. Subscribe to our channel to make sure you get our latest content. If you have a financial question, I'd love to hear it. Just drop a comment below. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.